30 hours of nonstop fishing. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's National Fishing Week. Two guys from the Michigan United Conservation Clubs are marking the occasion by trying to catch 30 different species of fish in 30 hours. Yeah, that's 30 straight, through the night, nonstop hours of fishing. They're doing this because they want to show what's at stake if Asian carp get into Lake Michigan. Tom Kramer rode along to see how the guys did.
I'm not going to run.
Tony Hansen and Gabe Van Wormer started Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock in two boats on two bodies of water with two long lists of fish. Van Wormer launched his boat in Frankfort and headed out onto Lake Michigan. I met up with Hansen, who was putting his boat in about 40 miles east of Frankfort on Duck Lake in Grand Traverse County. To prepare for the fishathon, Hansen loaded his boat with at least a dozen tackle boxes, almost as many fishing rods and reels, carrying every type of spinner and jig imaginable, and a small container of worms, just in case. Within a few minutes of 7 o'clock, the guys already caught four species: Chinook salmon, lake trout, largemouth bass, and rock bass. Hansen would go on to catch a lot of rock bass. Hansen says the idea for this fishathon started as a way to work while fishing.
We've kicked around this idea of having this marathon type thing where we see how many different species we can get in a certain number of days. And from there, we were working on... Oh, I got a fish. That's a large mouth. Oh, rock bass, already got him. But from there, we just started talking and said, this would be a really good opportunity to do something that people will pay attention to, because it's crazy to think you're going to go and fish 30 hours straight and catch 30 different species.
The guys wanted to show how diverse the fishery is in Michigan and what's at stake if the Asian carp gets into the Great Lakes. Asian carp have already traveled up the Mississippi River system. They're now believed to be within a few miles of Lake Michigan. Hansen thinks Asian carp will make it into the lake, and when it does, it won't be long till the fish is everywhere.
I think they're going to have a major impact on rivers and streams because of the way they spawn and the way they use habitat. They're a very, you know, dominant type of species. They're going to kick off native fish out of their habitat, and they've already done it in all those rivers around Chicago. You know, 80 to 90% of the biomass in the rivers are Asian carp. I mean, come on.
Along with all of the fish, Hansen is also hoping to collect 10,000 signatures to put on a letter to President Obama. He wants the president to close the shipping canal between the Mississippi and Lake Michigan. The state of Michigan also wants the canal closed. But so far, the president has placed his support behind Illinois on this issue, keeping the canal open for shipping. Hansen thinks that's a bad idea, and he's willing to do just about anything to make his point. I rode along with him for a while on Tuesday. I didn't stay on the water all night, which is just as well. Tuesday night, the duo fished through some rough weather. It rained through the night, and all that the guys caught were bullhead, suckers, dogfish, using a bow and arrow and a spear. Hansen posted this video at 8:30 Wednesday morning.
We literally just got back in from bow fishing all night, and I'm stopping in the hotel to get dry clothes, and we're right back at it. We need nine species, and we have, you know, just a little over 4 hours, and it's going to be tough, but we're gonna give it our best shot.
A little after 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon, Tony Hansen and Gabe Van Wormer reported that they were, in fact, able to catch 30 species of fish in 30 hours. For now, aside from some sleep, Hansen has just one request, and this one is for the president.
You got to do something, and you got to do it fast.
For the Environment Report, I'm Tom Kramer.
You can see what 30 hours of fishing gets you at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.